Hello.
Hi, I'm Sophia. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 25, so 25. A bit younger than some of the people you've been having on.
Well, did you have a question or did you want to talk about the topic?
Both. So one, I haven't been listening to you for a super long time, but I've come in and out of different lives. And one thing I was noticing is you don't always necessarily talk about the like monolithic woman in maybe the best light. And I would love to know, like, what do you like about women?
The monolithic woman in the best
light. Feel like you act like women all act the same when like they don't necessarily. And so I would love to know, like, what do you like about women?
Just a second. Audience, I want you to fix your eyes on the screen over here. Everyone is special. No one can be generalized. All women act the same. Do you think women act more similar or different?
I mean, I think just overly, I don't like people from all over the world.
Ma'am, you keep saying life. Ma'am, hold on. I want to, let's do this. Are you a college? Are you an educated woman?
Yeah.
Okay. Are generalizations valid?
To a point, but we need to be specific. Of like, I assume you're talking about women.
You have Bluetooth? You have a Bluetooth or something? Are you on Bluetooth or something?
No, weird feedback here. I can move you. Does that sound better?
Well, yeah, there was a slight delay. Are generalizations valid? You said what?
I think I referenced that.
Are generalizations valid?
Being specific to the area you're making the generalization. So if we're talking about women
It's hot in Arizona. Is it always hot in Arizona?
For the most part, yes.
But it's not always. Mm-hmm. But is the generalization valid?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. All right. So what I talk about is broad generalizations that are broadly true for most women. Why do we need to go into the tangential or the nuance?
I think for me, I've been waiting to see someone that has a similar train of thought or belief system as me on your show, or you talking about someone like me, if that makes specific, or I'm being broad. So for example, a lot of times you have women on your show who are 30s and above with kids, like in and out of relationships. That's not me. And so when I'm going into the show, I'm like, is he going to talk about someone like me? And so that's
what does that mean? What's someone like you?
I'm waiting to have sex till marriage. So when dating, me dating looks very different than some people.
Ma'am, I've had at least 7 shows on that very topic.
Okay. And I did say I was new, so I definitely missed it, and that's on me.
Yeah, matter of fact, there's 3 or 4 videos up from this year.
Okay.
Is this a religious belief?
Yeah, for the most part. It's like a promise I made to God, so yeah.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
I'm asking at 25, you're waiting till marriage to have sex, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what I'm trying to understand is where that belief comes from, number one, and how strongly it's attached.
It's very strong.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, do you attend church regularly?
I just moved to DC about a year ago during COVID, and so it's been pretty hard to find churches. But I've worked in ministry for a while, and I'm still very part of my church back home in Seattle, just online, so not a physical church.
So the answer is no.
But because of COVID, they only have online churches.
And we've been okay. No, you could have been at no.
I mean, I go to
DCFB.
church.
Okay.
I'm
Okay.
just not a
All
part
right.
of
Okay.
it yet.
So the direct answer is no. I don't go to the physical church body. I have
I
my
should have
spirit.
corrected myself. I do go to the physical church body. Yes, I'm just not a
Regular.
member of church
Okay. So
where I am.
this is a belief that you hold strongly, but you're not in the body.
I am. I'm just not a member of a church
You have a
in
church
a
home you
physical
visit, you have a
location.
church home you go to weekly. What's going on with your camera? Because you're coming in. Do you have a church home that you go to weekly?
Yes.
Is there an active singles ministry?
I just started going to it around Easter, so I'm not sure. I don't think so, but I could definitely check it out. It's a very
Stop,
small
stop, stop,
church.
stop, 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 stop. They were already getting to the problems. You don't go to a church regularly. The church you go to doesn't have an active singles ministry, so I'm sure they don't have a ministry that's actively promoting marriage with you. The church you, why did you pick the church you attend? Oh God. Can you get close to the window
So,
or something? Because your Wi-Fi is doing something. I don't know what's going
yeah,
on.
here,
You got people calling you or something.
let me just turn my phone off. So I was going to one church in a different part of the DMV, and I noticed some of the things the pastor
How are you
believed
supposed to find a
aligned
husband?
with me,
How are you supposed to
so I
find a
left.
husband? How are you supposed to find a wife?
I'm a member of a Black professionals networking group, and so
That's
I'm
not
there.
Christian. It's not Christian.
Or it's they
How are you supposed to
have
find, how are you
different.
supposed to find, how are you supposed, see, it comes down to,
May you let me finish, please?
no, because you go on and draw on, and I'm
I
getting
was
to where I'm
trying to
getting,
tell you that there's a
no, that's
Christian
not how
group
that's
in
going,
it.
that's not how that's going to work. That's not how that's going to work. And that's not how it's going to work because I've given you plenty of latitude and you don't answer directly. The bottom line is you can have your belief. But I'm asking this fundamental blocking and tackling. How are you supposed to find Mr. Wright? How are you supposed to find you? And if you're in the modern, if you're in the dating environment with non-Christian people, being able to hold your chastity until marriage in a worldly dating environment, not likely.
Sort of what I was going to say is in these Black professional groups, they have different singles
Sure.
ministries for Christian, and I'm in
So
those.
there have, but again, who's leading you in, who's leading you or guiding you in your quest to be found by your husband?
My pastor back home in Seattle.
Your pastor back home in Seattle, but you're not in Seattle.
Correct. And I do
So my
have
point
a
is,
pretty
I
close
talk
group
to
of
women
friends
like
here.
you. When I talk about Christian feminism and all that, I've talked to women like this. And if you guys will recall, the 42-year-old woman that lived in Seattle, the virgin, she was retaining herself. At the end of the day, you can have your belief, but unless you're dating from a pool of men who share your same belief, the likelihood of running into a man is going to wait until marriage. How long do you think after meeting a man would you before you would accept his proposal for marriage?
Think 1 to 2 years, like that.
So a man is supposed to meet you and date you, and 1 to 2 years later propose to you, right?
Mean, I've
That's
been
what
in
one
relationships for 1 to 2 years, yeah.
to 2 years, right, but you were also young.
True.
So that man is going to be without sex
I mean, everyone I've dated hasn't had sex with me, and those relationships have been about 1 to 2 years. Do you think it's not realistic for, say, the modern woman?
I don't think it's realistic for a woman who's not in a church. It's realistic if you are a woman who's really following her religious convictions. That means you're in a church that one of the main motivations is to foster marriage. They have the singles ministry, male and female, where they actively help couples couple because you can have your belief. I was raised in the church. I've been over singles ministries, and I'm going to tell you, women like you exist everywhere, but you're still trying to date in the worldly market. And that's easier to do when you're younger. Have somebody wait 1, 2 years. But as you're 25, dear heart, ain't no man in the dating market going to wait 1 to 2 years unless he shares your belief system.
I have a question for you in that
Do you
case. So
believe that?
that makes sense to me, absolutely. So, the church I was a part of for like the last year before I switched to this new church, they had a really good ministry program. However, some of their doctrine was off. Is it, you said you came from a faith background. Do you think it's worth it going to church just to be part of the like
Well, I think if you're
singles
going to
young
use
adult
that as a
ministry?
you're going to maintain, oh yes, because that's the where else are you going to find where else are you going to have a high amount of men who are going to be willing to do what you're asking, especially in a hookup culture. You're not going to meet any husbands, and then husbands ain't going to wait 2 years. Why do you need to wait 1 to 2 years?
I mean, in my head, that like sounds right, but I think in my heart, there isn't no set rule when it comes to love, when it comes to finding a partner and someone to build with, you know?
Well, first off, you're not looking to find. That's where you really just fell apart, Christian feminist. Partner ain't got nothing to do with Christianity. Love, what love got to do with it? We didn't fall in love before we got married. We got married and we got used to one another because we didn't date prior to the 40s and the rise of the De Beers Company and Hallmark and all this other stuff. Your great grandparents jumped brooms. There was no 1 to 2 year dating. Lastly, building, there's another modern woman fantasy. So I think that many women, I know many women are in church or of faith who are not living that life. So
Lily.
you're in the dating market. You're in the dating market and you're 25 and you're only going to get older. And I'm going to tell you, that a man waiting 1 to 2 years, I don't see that happening. And the reason I don't have conversations like this, ma'am, is because most people don't do this.
True.
And the reason you're doing it is your personal beliefs, but do you want to be a Christian? Do you want to have a Christian marriage, Christian
Yes.
hierarchy? Huh.
I
Funny how that
think,
pause happened.
yeah, I wouldn't frame it as a hierarchy. I think
Oh, here's a
there's a
hierarchy just like
biblical
the Holy
thing.
Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. There is a hierarchy. What's the vertical relationship?
Absolutely. But what I was saying
So
is
the
like
vertical relationship
when we
implies
look at the
hierarchy, does it not?
yes.
Okay.
But what I wanted to like that specific word where the whole hierarchy is like stemming from is like submission. And when we look at like the Aramaic or the Hebrew version, it's more of like a teammate, a coach, and a player. And there's something really beautiful about that. And so I would say that's what I would want. It isn't just like, oh,
Eve wasn't Adam's teammate. See,
you don't think so?
you
They
should go
didn't
back
work
and
in
look
the
at all the
coding
videos
together?
I did on. You can go back and look at all the videos I did on Christian feminism. Then I have videos where I'm talking to women who are born again virgins or holding on? Ma'am, I've talked to you. I lived in Dallas where the Potter sign lies. And my point is, you talked about the doctrine is not sound. This isn't sound.
I mean,
this is basically
you're
making up what you want to.
No. I go in a seminary. I continue to study. Reading both the old text as well as the translated English text.
Okay. But in order to, your husband has to still be a believer.
Yes.
Okay, then where are you interacting with these men?
There's a group called the Sexless Tribe. And so I've talked to some guys on there, and then in different
single groups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're 25. How much time do you think you have to waste?
I don't want to waste. I don't think life should ever be wasted.
How much time do you think you have to waste in activities or things that aren't going to get you towards the goal?
Zero.
Okay. So do you think you're using your time? If this is the kind of outcome you want, do you think you're maximizing your time? You don't have a regular church home. You have a group you have. All right. When was the last relationship you had?
Like the long relationship or a guy I went on a few dates with?
That's not a relationship.
Okay. August, last August, so almost a year.
So, conversation with the born again Christian feminist. That's the video I want to look at.
Okay.
She was from Seattle too, or she was from Arizona. Yeah, okay. There are plenty of them there. Okay. And the bottom line is, ma'am, you gotta end up being that's one of the holes, I think, in church today. We're not putting couples together. You can believe what you want, and when you find somebody who shares your beliefs, true. But are you, how tall are you?
Like 5'3".
Okay. Do you want kids?
Yes.
How many?
Biologically, at least two, and then adopt maybe two, depending on like finances, of course.
Okay. And what kind of lifestyle do you want your family to lead?
I'm in school to become an ambassador right now. So a lifestyle of helping people.
Monetary lifestyle.
To make sure that my kids don't have to worry about money and that we're able to help.
So you want to be able to pay for their college?
Yes, yeah.
You want to be able to travel domestically and internationally with your family?
Yeah, I plan to live internationally.
Okay, so you want a man who is earning, and you're in DC? So you're talking about a man who's earning around about $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
Do you care what race he is?
This is like, yeah, a black.
Okay. What percentage of black men earn $500,000 or more?
Sorry, say that again?
What percentage of black men earn $500,000 or more?
A very small percentage. I don't know the percentage.
Give me a number.
Ooh. I feel like I'm optimistic. I might be going too high, like 10%. I don't know.
10%. What percentage and what age do you think, what 10-year age range do you think these men are in?
In their 40s. I never in my head have ever thought of like, oh, I need a guy who's making this big of a salary.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. Y'all don't think of it, but you want the lifestyle. I put potential parameters to it because you don't have to think of the dollars, but you do want the lifestyle. Men hit their financial stride, 45 to 55. Are you prepared to marry a man 15 or 20 years your elder?
I think 15 would be my limit, maybe. But once again, I'm very optimistic.
All right, so the number of men who make over $500,000 who are black men, really less than 1%. Less than 1%. So we're talking roughly, we got about 150,000 black men who fit that nationwide. Now, hold on, we're already running numbers. And the thing is, what 45 to 55 year old black man is going to wait 1-2 years and he's making $500,000 and almost all of the women want men in his category? Why is he going to wait?
Only if he has the same devotion to God that I do.
So he's a 45 or 55 year old virgin.
Which makes, or I never said they had to be a virgin.
Well, that's the only way he's going to wait or have the same devotion.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's like the reason
I do my program this way is because you ladies, you talk about things, but you don't put practicals. You don't even, it doesn't make any sense. A man who's that age is going to wait, man. Pay attention about that. These men don't want to even wait 3 dates to have sex.
Yeah.
So are you prepared to substantially lower your lifestyle anticipation or expectation? Because here's the reality, the kind of men who have that kind of faith, they're typically not making that kind of money as single men.
And I'm not asking them to, though. I think that's a different thing, is obviously wanting someone who can provide, but I don't want to ever...
No, you don't want somebody to provide. You want a luxury lifestyle. That's a luxury lifestyle. Man, $500,000...
You think so? Because I would be working as well. Like, I would never...
You can say that. I want you to understand, ma'am, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to women like you every day, and it sounds... Listen, I talked to seven women last night. It sounds good, but I'm going to tell you, the men who I meet next week, the 30-plus black men who are in that $300 to $1 million category, they don't do that. And you're
can
saying
I say something. Sorry, I don't know if this also adds to why my thoughts on like men and finances might be a little skewed, but I was raised with, my parents have still been together for like 36 years now. And my dad was a stay-at-home dad. I don't plan to marry a stay-at-home dad by any means, because I saw how that hurt his pride a lot. But I think that also could play a role in where I'm okay with making more, but I don't plan going into a relationship thinking I don't want that.
You can dream, but it is practically how you gonna make it happen. What kind of job, specific job titles of men that earn the kind of money you're talking about? $400,000 plus. What kind of job titles?
Let's see. There's architecture. There's different things in the government. There's some NGOs in there, lawyers. What else?
I want you to understand. You want this man, but you don't know what percentage of men earn the kind of income you would like to have, or the lifestyle you want for you and your family. You don't know. You can be optimistic. But if you're trying to get into Princeton, you need to know how many people they take. You can't be optimistic. Optimism does something I asked you 15 minutes ago. Waste time. You got to be realistic. You want men in the top 1%, actually the top 0.5%. You want him to be black. You want him to be no more than 15 years older than you. And he must have your faith. That is such a finite list. Oh, and then he must wait to consummate on the marriage night, which will be 1 to 2 years. Think about the man who earns that kind of money. These men are work hard, they're focused, they're driven, they're structured. They don't tend to wait for shit. They don't wait, and they're gonna wait for you. And the thing is, you gotta say it because that's what you got. They don't wait. A man at that age is not likely going to be. And here's the thing, at the end of the day, this is why I don't tend to have a lot of I'm gonna be honest. The reason I've done these broadcasts on Christian feminism is I think the black church has done more to destroy the black family in the last 50 years with this prosperity gospel stuff. Because what you're talking about ain't the Baptist Church of God in Christ me and my family grew up on. Women knew that they needed to get with a man younger, and if you wanted to have this lifestyle, you build. But you talked about build. Ma'am, the man you talked about, you ain't building nothing. He's already there, and you want to get him at the finish line. I haven't heard build language from you.
But that's like another thing I wanted to talk about just because I don't want to take your time. But why would I need to, you talk about like finding a man who's making $500,000. I don't need him at $500,000. I can have him like, if he's in grad school like me or just out of grad school or anything like that, like he doesn't need to already be there. It could be something we do together, you know?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
No, because
am I being too hopeful?
When you're married and pregnant with your first child, do you want to have to work to pay significant bills? Do you want to have to work to pay significant bills when you're pregnant, married and pregnant with your first child? Yes or no? Have to work to pay.
No, no.
Then he needs to already be there.
Okay.
And see, what I think you need to do is watch me.
No, I'm hearing you.
You need to watch me more to understand that I know what I'm talking about because I talk to men in this category and I talk to women like yourself. And the thing is, what's really going to throw you off is your faith. You want someone to wait. And that's what I've talked to all these women. Then you got to pick a man who's Christian. And from that, you don't get to... This is not Burger King, you cannot have it your way. There are only so many options you get to pick. Christian is where you get to spend most of your points. Boom. You want to roll up a character where you can only have so many attributes. Christian, where you got to put a bunch into that category. That means you don't necessarily get income. You might, but likely you don't.
If that so be it. That is what it is.
But the bottom line is, even if you understood that, you still have to face-to-face interact with these men. And I don't understand why I talk about 1 to 2 years. Men who are husbands don't wait 1 to 2 years.
And I guess those aren't the men I'm looking for. But before I go off, first question I asked you never got answered. What do you like about women?
That's not what I do, ma'am. I don't have to answer those questions. I've already answered them. What I like about women, if I didn't like women, I wouldn't be doing this. So what you want me to answer, gotcha questions. Why do you want
to? It was just something like positive.
But why? You don't watch me enough to, you don't, first of all, you've shown that you don't watch me enough to really know who you're talking to. So whatever perception you have of me is based upon what? Clips, small segments,
that's why I'm asking you to learn.
Well, no, what you do is go study. It's already there. I'm already doing what I'm doing. And here's the funny thing. I think that what content creators, especially women content creators, do you ask the same kind of questions? Women, it's like, I find it interesting. So many people want me to almost be a one-stop shop for all the ails things. No, this is a very specific thing. And it targets women like you, women who have high expectations, high demands. And the thing is, where are these men going to come from? Men get to pick who becomes who they propose to. Are you what the men, are you what the kind of men you want all across the board wants?
And I'm not looking all across the board. I'm only looking for men of faith. So I think that
You got a lifestyle. You want to be a grad student, an ambassador, international, this and that. It sounds good, but can you live at $41,000 a year? A man making
$41,000 a year.
You live with a man making $41,000 a year.
Yeah, $20
There's no one. There's no ambition. There's no building up. There's no climb.
I said nothing about ever being with a guy with no ambition, because that's not attractive to me.
That's why I tell you. You see, women have been told to shoot for the stars and ask for everything on their pizza, and all they got is cheese. Cheese pizza is asking for all meat and everything else. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I get it. You can't make it happen. Have a good one. They can't make it. Think about what we're talking about, guys. That women are just told, you want such a finite man. I want him to be Christian and be able to be, and I'm like, I think it's a dangerous society that lets women just think that this is possible. Think that it's a dangerous society that lets women just think it's possible. What I have to tell you, young lady, is especially your church. Look at this, and especially in the church. What do we have that is going on in church? Nobody in charge of this. Time to get your trumpets on. I'm saying, dude, where in Christianity are you supposed to want to be an ambassador? Wow. So if you're out there and you're a born again, abstinent, or virgin Christian black man earning $500,000 or more, and you are looking for a girlfriend to date and possibly propose to her in 1 to 2 years, for her to possibly become your wife in 1 to 2 years before you propose, then however long it takes to plan a wedding and do the wedding. So if you're prepared to be a $500,000 a year or more black Christian man who's sitting there with your loins on fire for 2 to 4 years to wait, and then you marry her, and you got all the financial load because she's pregnant with your first kid. If you're wanting to do that, come to this video and shoot her, you know, but understand she wants to be an ambassador and travel internationally. And hey, sure, I guess it happens. Somebody has to win the lotto. Party of one, that's exactly what I mean. The men women want are so specialized. These lists. This is in Seattle. Seattle is ground zero for this kind of shit. Seattle more than any other place. Seattle has a whole different way of doing things. All right, people, I gotta finish this up. I mean, those two, what more do you need? Party of one, loins on fire. I want you to think about this. The men who are, and here's what kills me, is women can't even define the job these men do. but they've defined the lifestyle. So I don't give a shit what you do, but I know what I want your money to do for us. Now, understand, remember she said partner and build. What are you building? He's already built this. Now, I was nice, but I will ask this question on the way out. Young lady, if you didn't look the way you did, if you were an average looking woman, can you honestly say you'd still be making the same requests and or demands you're making? And the answer we all know is hell to the no. Cute or pretty privilege?
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
No, damn well.
No!
No, damn well, they would not be making these demands. Yeah, go ahead, $500,000 or $400,000 a year, VP of Mergers and Acquisitions, or something. You get out there and you have all the testosterone and you working out and you staying in shape and you're doing everything to work for to keep healthy and everything else. Now you just sit there and look at me, but don't touch me. For 2 years, even more than that, man, please. Sounds good. She's not even that fine. Don't be that mean. I mean, she's cute. But that's the thing. This broadcast is dead on when I said modern women, and she's a modern Christian feminist, sweet sounding one, but modern Christian feminist. Ladies, you're far too impressed with yourselves. You can tell most women are far too impressed with themselves because of what they ask for.